The Vikings are back in the pool and ready to make waves in the 2024 season. After a strong showing at last year's state championships, the team is looking to build on that success. In 2023, the team only had two swimmers, juniors Brooklyn Whitethorn and Logan Tao. But this year, coach Andy Carlisle has eight swimmers on the team, including six freshmen. Besides simply having more swimmers for individual events, both the boys' and girls' teams were able to participate in relay events for the first time in over a decade. On the first day of the race, the girls' 200-yard medley relay team, featuring Bella Miller, Lexi Tao, Brooklyn Whitethorn, and Cadence Flint, secured a third-place finish with a time of 2 minutes and 2 seconds. The boys' relay team also showed determination, with Logan Tao, Drew Beavers, Sean Gakina, and Tucker Gibson putting up a solid effort in their events. In the individual races, standout performances came from Lexi Tao, who took second in the 50-yard freestyle, finishing in 26 seconds. Tao continued her momentum on the second day, securing a win in the 200-yard individual medley with a time of 2 minutes and 22 seconds. Bella Miller also put on a strong display, finishing third in the same event. For the boys, Logan Tao placed second in the 200-yard freestyle, with a time of 1 minute and 53 seconds, and continued to lead the team in the 100-yard backstroke, where he finished third. Petersburg's relay teams made their mark again on day two, with the girls' 400-yard freestyle relay team finishing second overall with a time of 4 minutes and 8 seconds. Petersburg's coach, Andy Carlisle, said he was pleased with the team's overall performance, especially considering the early season.
It was a little better than I expected. I expected us to, especially the freshmen, to be a little deer in the headlights. For some of them, it was their first swimming race ever in their life, but they did really well. I was pretty impressed.
Despite being early in the season, Coach Carlisle expressed optimism.
Even the kids that have been here every day have less than 20 practices. It's pretty early. We have a long way to go, but we still have a long time to do it, so we're good. I'm pretty comfortable with where we are right now.
Carlisle also credited the Viking Swim Club, parents, and volunteers for making the event a success.
The swim club puts the meet on, and they do great, and the parents and all the volunteers put on a great meet. I think we put on the best meet in Southeast. It's really nice when I don't have to do very much.
The Vikings now look ahead to the upcoming meet in Ketchikan, which will be the weekend of September 21st through 22nd. Reporting from Petersburg's Aquatic Center, I'm Olivia Schmidt.